Hey gang, welcome to Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt and I'm going to be your host, and I'm really excited to share this channel with you and my journey and a little bit about me and a lot about Zero Carb. So this channel is going to be a lot of self-reflection, a lot of sharing my story and anecdote, my personal journey. I'm going to try not to do too much science, you know, with Zero Carb stuff. First, I'm not the guy. And zero carb stuff, there really haven't been any studies on meat only, so this gets a lot of reaction, but you know, people like to say meat does this or eating meat does that, but all the studies for the most part are based on some version of a Western diet, so they always include plants, even if it's a small amount. So I'm going to try and stay away from some of that. You can go look for studies and we can talk about them. There's the classic Stephenson study from 1930 that does show no nutritional deficiencies after a year in a metabolic ward for two men on animal products only. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So I'm going to look at my little list there. And so let's see. I'm Matt. I'm your host. I'm 48. I live here in the Pacific Northwest in the far, far northwest corner in a little shack. On a farm with a little Chihuahua and a couple other dogs, a Great Pyrenees and a farm terrier, and some cows and sheep and chickens. And currently, I woke up to a surprise snowstorm. So there's like a foot of snow out there. Surprise, surprise, still snowing, power's out, and looks like I'm stuck here. So thought today'd be a great day to kick off this project. So I've been zero carb for I'm coming up on 11 months now. I started on February 7th of 2017. And I ended up here chasing my health. I have been through the ringer on diets, and I'm going to go into more detail on that. But I went down a long journey of diets and elimination and ended up here in kind of a last-ditch effort as elimination. And one thing I'd like to say about zero carb, it doesn't need to be a lifestyle for you. At least you don't need to look at it that way. It is the ultimate elimination diet. I sure wish I had started years ago here and just cut everything down to beef. You know, that was the hardest thing to wrap my head around at first, but the idea that that you can be nutritionally complete on just eating beef or lamb, ruminant meat, and drinking water, that allows you to have a really blank slate. Both in your gut biome-wise and just for your overall evaluation of how you feel, how your systems are working. So if you're only looking at it, saying, wow, that's crazy, I could never do that, but I'm having some problems, highly recommend you just consider it as if something you're only going to do, I'm looking at my little dog there, you're only going to do for 30 days and try it, because when you get done with that 30 days, you can start to reintroduce those ingredients that you miss, and you will be amazed at how much you're able to discern how they're affecting you, how much better, you know, you just have such a lower noise, you know, so much less clutter in your in the information coming in from all parts of your body when you're just eating meat. So that's my experience. So, prior to zero carb, you know, I grew up, I'm 48. Like I said, I was born 1969. My birthday was last week. And so I grew up eating the standard American diet, and it was pretty grim when I look back on it in the 70s. You know, my family was doing fine. It wasn't grim that way. But what they thought, what my parents were told by the government, you know, they were trying to do better. They changed, moved away from their family and changed their diet, they thought, to a new, healthy, modern diet in the early 70s. And so I grew up on powdered skim milk, powdered dehydrated potatoes. You know, I would come home, I would get up in the morning and have cereal and maybe some fruit. My mom was good about that, but I didn't really care for it. I guess I had bananas once in a while. Toast, and then go to school, and at lunch you'd have white bread and peanut butter and jelly, mostly jelly and white bread, and cookies and crackers and milk, probably chocolate milk. Sugar, 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 carbs, 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 carbs. And I didn't really ever care for meat very much. So I went through the early years of my life eating like that. Dinners were better, but still mostly carbs. And when I went out on my own, I was an athlete. I was really interested in health. So of course, now it's the late 80s, early 90s, I gravitated to low fat and lots of veggies, and by my early 20s had a vegetarian long-term girlfriend who I lived with, so I was predominantly vegetarian for probably the better part of a decade there, eating very, she ate no fat. It was awful. When I look back on it, I feel so bad that we didn't know better. Literally tried for 0 carbs, I mean 0 grams of fat. It was awful. So we did that, and so I ate vegetarian, and then as time progressed, when we split up, I did eat more meat, but it was still always mostly beans and rice with a little bit of meat in it and vegetables. And then I, was growing my own food for almost 10 years. No more than that. I've been here on this land for 15 years, 17 years almost. So growing my own food for a long time and canning, and for a long time, my diet was predominantly homegrown vegetables and homegrown meats from my cows and sheep, but with very little meat in terms of percentage, and still, mostly carbs. Little bit of protein, a little bit of fat. Still, that fat thing hung with me my whole life, so I was avoiding it. So that's what I ate like before I got to here. And along the way, I started realizing I was sick, and I'll go into that because that's a real long story. And then it got real bad, and I had to change. So, the main reason for this channel is because when I started this, and when I was really seeking answers, and I was really sick and scared, I just felt so alone. There really wasn't. I knew that eating more plants was causing more problems, and I was finding some indicators of the directions I should go, but there was such backlash and on everything I'd read online that it was really difficult to get a handle on it. So I felt really alone, and I was incredibly encouraged by a few brave people who were sharing. And Ellen Arena is one on both Twitter and Reddit who really helped me kind of see the light and gave me some perspective of where I was and where she was, and how it was difficult to see around the corner up ahead, but it was worth moving on and trying it at least. So, the reason for a zero carb journal here is to share my experience, to try and be brave, like some of my mentors and idols. Ellen Arena, you're definitely one. And I didn't start this. I wasn't aware of Dr. Baker when I started this, but Dr. Sean Baker, you've been a great inspiration to me. Thank you for inspiring me to speak up and to have the courage to hold my ground on this one. So I feel better than I've ever felt. I'm almost 50, and I've never been this fit, free from joint pain, free from gastrointestinal issues. My skin is, for the first time in my life, clear. I could go on and on, but I won't, because I'm gonna save it for another episode. But feel fabulous, no supplements, just meat and water. And I'm really down to beef and water these days. Chickens aren't laying, it's winter. So I'm gonna leave it at that for now. I'll come back with episode 2 shortly here, and we'll cover what zero carb is, and my version of it, and some of the frequently asked questions and stuff like that. So thank you so much for coming along with me for this journey and watching, and stick with me. I'm gonna try and do my best to share the things I've learned and tidbits along the way and stuff like that. So yeah, all right. Have a great day. Thanks. Thanks for watching.